As we mentioned earlier this week on the program, this is the first week back in class for the University of Hawaii. One difference from last year concerns the governing board of the university, the Board of Regents. In the last legislative session, lawmakers cut their number by more than 25%. It was a controversial move, although it has not received as much publicity as some other developments at the university. One former regent plans to sue the legislature over the action, which he says is unconstitutional. HPR's Ryan Finity has more in this exclusive story.
The University of Hawaii is governed by a board of regents who are nominated by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. They're unpaid volunteers who have exclusive jurisdiction over the management of the university. Attorney Jeff Portnoy served as a regent for the past 5 years and was hoping to be reappointed this summer, but then state lawmakers reduced the size of the board from 15 to 11.
Well, I think it was a concerted effort on the part of several of the legislators to attack the constitutional autonomy of the University of Hawaii.
The state constitution gives the Board of Regents autonomy to manage the university, but lawmakers retain the right to pass laws of, quote, statewide concern. The board has been the subject of political turf wars in the past. In 2007, Democratic lawmakers overrode a veto from Republican Governor Linda Lingle to increase the Board of Regents from 12 to 15. This year, lawmakers reduced the number of seats on the board and reapportioned the remaining seats by geographic region of the state. Under the new 11-person board, a majority of regents would come from neighbor islands, despite 6 of the 10 University of Hawaii campuses and 80% of the students being located on Oahu. Jeff Portnoy calls that change an unconstitutional overreach and says he plans to sue the state.
I think most legislators had no clue what was going on, but there were a small handful, and I'm prepared to name them in my lawsuit, who I think are the driving force behind this and many other efforts to interfere with the autonomy of the university, and I will be naming them.
The law that reduced the number of regents was not passed as usual legislation. Supporters instead used a technique called gut and replace.
Gut and replace is a policy used by the Hawaii State Legislature to take a bill that's originally introduced in one chamber, and once it starts moving, then it's stripped of its entire contents and replaced by the other chamber.
Sandy Ma is the executive director of the government watchdog group Common Cause Hawaii, which is currently suing the state over gut and replace. East Hawaii Island Senator Kai Kahele wrote a bill to reduce the Board of Regents, but it failed to get support in the House of Representatives. Senators later gutted a different bill and inserted the text of Kahele's original bill. Kahele, who has been a regular critic of the University of Hawaii, declined to comment for this story. But in 2017, Kahele said that he was exasperated when East Hawaii was left without a representative on the Board of Regents for several months. Big Island Video News recorded him speaking at a town hall on university issues later that year.
The University of Hawaii has autonomy. It's constitutionally mandated, right? The legislature is not supposed to micromanage a university. I don't want to micromanage a university unless it's a matter of statewide concern. And then that's when you have a little bit of legislative overreach because now it affects the entire state.
The effort to reshape the Board of Regents had support from another frequent critic of UH. During the 2019 legislative session, State Senator Donna Mercado Kim, who heads the Committee on Higher Education, led a brief effort to eliminate more than 200 faculty and staff positions across the University of Hawaii. She did not respond to requests for comment. Former Regent Jeff Portnoy says he was never given any reason for the downsizing of the board. Whether that new board structure is legal will likely be decided in court. Portnoy says he could file suit as soon as next month. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.
And one note on disclosure, Jeff Portnoy does a lot of work in media law, and he has on occasion represented Hawaii Public Radio. Ryan Finnerty now joins us in the studio with a bit more on this story. Ryan, the idea of the legislature weighing in on the Board of Regents, you mentioned this in the piece, it's not by itself something new. It has happened before.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. The Board of Regents has been the subject of political fights in the past. The last time the legislature made a major change to the structure of the board was in 2007. The state Democratic Party had a supermajority in both the state House and the state Senate, meaning that they could override vetoes from the governor, who at the time was Republican Linda Lingle. In the 2007 legislative session, lawmakers created this advisory commission to recommend nominees for the governor. But in that same law, they also increased the size of the Board of Regents from 12 to 15. And with this new commission controlling potential nominees, it limited the ability of any one governor to have a big influence on the makeup of the Board of Regents, which is constitutionally responsible for managing UH. So Linda Lingle vetoed that measure, but her veto was overridden and that bill became law. And so that's very different from what happened this year. That's normal checks and balances of the constitutional system, vetoes and overriding vetoes. What happened this year was sort of a subversion of the normal legislative process.
A different change, certainly. Checks and balances, as you point out, a normal part of the system of government. The change in the composition of the board, and again, over time, so it went from 12 up to 15, now it's down to 11. But the way this latest change came about, as you mentioned in the piece, process known as gut and replace. So talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, gut and replace is a term the state capitol watchers out there have probably heard before. It happens every year. It's this process where lawmakers kind of sneak in provisions to bills that have already been written. Sometimes it's a law they want to get passed that didn't get enough support, and so they'll insert language from their bill that failed into another one. Sometimes there's a complete swap of basically just the bill number and the title stays the same, and that's where the gut comes from, and the language gets completely changed, and so it starts off meaning pertaining to one subject, and maybe by the time it's passed several months later, it's about something completely different, but the number and the title have stayed the same. And that's what's required by the Constitution, is that the title can't change. And so this has actually been, it is currently the subject of a lawsuit by Common Cause Hawaii, who we heard from the executive director, Sandy Ma, in the story. And they sued the state over another law that was passed in 2018 using this gut and replace technique.
The title of the bill was called A Bill for an Act Relating to Public Safety, and it was requiring the Department of Public Safety to prepare an annual report regarding efforts to improve recidivism rates and inmate rehabilitation. So it started off in the Senate, and when it crossed over into the House, it got gutted. And when it got gutted by the House, it got completely changed. But the name of the bill was kept the same, but it became a bill requiring the design of a new state buildings to include hurricane shelter space. So it no longer dealt with recidivism rates and became hurricane shelter space. The basis of this challenge is based on Hawaii state constitutional principles. So our Hawaii state constitution requires that each law shall embrace one subject, and the one subject must be expressed in its title. And also another part of the Hawaii State Constitution requires that no bill shall become law unless it passes three readings in the House and three readings in the Senate. And so once it becomes gutted, in our interpretation, in our opinion, is that it hasn't passed three separate readings in each House.
And so, Bill, there's a lot to unpack in there, but basically what happens is a bill gets a number and it gets a title. A lot of times the title is very vague, like pertaining to the University of Hawaii, which could be any number of things. And then that kind of gives lawmakers this ability to change the contents of it. Sometimes the other lawmakers don't even know that it's happened. There are these instances where laws get passed and some people are kind of surprised by what they mean.
And that whole idea, I mean, comes down to for the public and for those of us living here, it's, transparency, just transparency in government, clear and simple in terms of what is it that you're planning to do and what is the purpose or intent of that. So heard about the Common Cause lawsuit pending. Also, apparently, we'll be hearing more about the lawsuit with the Board of Regents.
Yeah, that's right. Jeff Portnoy said he could file suit as soon as mid-September. He's not making gut and replace the main thrust of his lawsuit. It's going to be about this constitutional autonomy that the University of Hawaii is supposed to have, but he will be including some gut and replace stuff in that lawsuit, it sounds like. So we have these two cases that involve gut and replace that could potentially change the way that system works.
And we know you'll be watching developments.
I certainly will.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Finnerty covers government and public policy for Hawaii Public Radio. You can find his pieces online at hawaiipublicradio.org.